Okay, today Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Shavuos, and today we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Nishma levatal se mitzvah v'lo bitel. If a person took a Shavuot to be mevatal the mitzvah, and he was not mevatal the mitzvah, pater, so he's pater, because the Shavuot is not chal anyway. You can't take a Shavuot to go against the Torah. Lekayim v'lokiyim pater. If he took a Shavuot to fulfill the mitzvah, and he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, he's also pater, because even a Shavuot to fulfill the Torah is not going to be chal. Shaya b'din sheichayi b'divri Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseira. You would have thought that you'd be chayav, like Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseira said. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseira's statement was as follows: Ma'amar shos she'ena mushpa le'mi'ar sinai harei chayav aleha. If you have to bring a korban for a shavua about a dvar reshus, which there's no requirement from Har Sinai, there's no requirement from the Torah. Mitzvah shu mushpa le'mi'ar sinai and odin she'chayav aleha. So a mitzvah which is a requirement from Har Sinai, I would think it's all the more so you're going to be chayav for violating not only the mitzvah but the shavua as well. Amar lo. They said back to him, no, Marti b'shuvos harashus shekein asabal lav kehein. V'yashuvos harashus, the lav and the hein are the same, meaning you can choose yes and choose no. Tomer b'shuvos mitzvah shuvos asabal lav kehein. But by a mitzvah, you can't choose yes or no. You have to do it. Shem nishba levatav lo bital pater. Because if you took a shuvah to be mevatal the mitzvah and you were not mevatal the mitzvah, you're for sure going to be pater. So just like you're going to be pater in that case, so and everyone agrees, you cannot shuvah is not going to be chal at a mitzvah, so it can't be chal to keep a mitzvah either, because it's lahara lehetiv, and it has to be that you can choose either option of lahara or lehetiv. Now moving on to Mishnah Zayin, shavua shalo ochal kikar zo, shavua shalo ochlena, shavua shalo ochlena. Person says, I swear that I will not eat this kikar of bread, and then he says it a few more times. I swear I will not eat it. I swear I will not eat it. Va'achala, and then he eats it. Einu chayv alachas. He's only chayv once because it was all the same thing. Zoish was bitu shechevin al zanamakos. This is what we call a shvus bitu, where if you do b'mezi chayv malchus, val shigas a carbon ol v'yorid. And if you violate the b'shogig, is chayv a carbon ol v'yorid. Shvua shav chayv al zanamakos val shigas a pater. But if a person takes a shvua shav, then it's malchus if you violate it b'mezi. But if you do b'shogig, you're going to be pater. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Vav, we had said that if a person takes a Shavuot to be mevatel the mitzvah, and then he's not mevatel the mitzvah, he's pater. But if he takes a Shavuot to be, and similarly, if he takes a Shavuot to be mekayim the mitzvah, and he's not mekayim the mitzvah, he's pater. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira thought that no, in the case of a kiyum a mitzvah, you're going to be chayiv, because you took a Shavuot, the Torah requires you to be mekayim the mitzvah. So I would think there's even more of a push to do it. So by not doing it, you should be chayiv. So he said, no, it's got to work both ways. If being mevatel the mitzvah, you're not going to be chayiv on, Tanakhama says back, so being mekayim a mitzvah, you're also not going to be chayiv on. It has to be la'ra lehetiv. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a person repeats the same shvua several times, he's only chayiv once when he violates it. And we discussed that shvua shav, you chayiv malchus if you do b'mezid, but you're pater if you violate shvua shav b'shogeg. Okay, b'shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Ches, where we're going to discuss what a shvua shav in fact even is.